This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP-ruled states steps to increase outreach of central government schemes. Mr. Modi gave several suggestions on further improving the governance in their respective states, emphasizing on messaging of the welfare schemes for their better delivery. Mr. Modi was addressing a two-day meeting of BJP Chief Ministers Council in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The meeting was aimed at reviewing governance practices and welfare initiatives. The meeting was also attended by BJP chief JP Nadda and senior party leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah, among others. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting is underway in Tokyo. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, United States of America and Australia, are attending the meeting. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jayashankar said, "These are not easy times. A major challenge is to ensure global economic growth while also de-risking it." He said supply chains are a particular focus for resilience, just as we push for trusted and transparent digital partnerships. The External Affairs Minister said, "The march of technology has also acquired extraordinary proportions, holding possibilities of the very manner in which people live, think and act. In a sense, the world is in the midst of a re-globalization." He said it is only the collective endeavors that can prove the international system against man-made or natural disruptions. Municipal Corporation of Delhi MCD has released 13 coaching centres in the old Rajendranagar area of Delhi that were found violating rules. The move comes a day after sudden flooding in the basement of an IAS coaching centre in Delhi that killed 3 students. A team from the civic body conducted searches at several coaching centres in the area yesterday and sealed institutes that were running commercial activities in the basement. The MCD has come under fire for not ensuring proper enforcement of building norms in the national capital after the incident. Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad activists staged a protest outside Delhi Mayor Shelly Oberoi's residence yesterday. Ministry of Education will celebrate the 4th anniversary of the implementation of National Education Policy 2020, NEP 2020, with Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam 2024 at Manekshaw Centre Auditorium in New Delhi today. The Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam has been conceptualized to reinvigorate the commitment of various stakeholders for the effective implementation of NEP 2020. On the occasion, Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will share his experience in spearheading the implementation of the NEP 2020. Mr. Pradhan will also inaugurate several important initiatives of the Department of Education, including dedicated TV channels to facilitate learning of various Indian languages. Both the House of Parliament will resume their discussions on Union Budget 2024-25 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the budget on 23rd of this month. It has drawn a range of reactions from both ruling and opposition members. To commemorate its 75th anniversary, the Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat Week from today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Justice K.V. Vishwanathan said that this initiative aims to address the backlog of cases pending before the Supreme Court. He encouraged litigants to take advantage of the Lok Adalat or the People's Court. He described this initiative as a platform for resolving disputes voluntarily and amicably. Justice Vishwanathan added that Lok Adalats are an efficient and cost-effective means of accessing justice. On the second day of Paris Olympics, ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakar opened medals tally for India with a bronze in women's 10-meter air pistol event yesterday. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. At the third day of the Paris Olympics, all eyes will be on Indian shooters as Ramita Jindal will be competing the medal round of 10-meter air rifle women's final at 1 p.m, while Arjun Babuta will also compete in the same event's final but in men's category at 3:30 p.m. The International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. The main aim behind this day is to promote a global system for protecting the natural habitats of tigers and to raise awareness and support about the tiger conservation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.